Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, March the 17th, 2026. Happy St. Patrick's Day, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. A cold St. Patrick's Day, 19 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Snow on the ground. I don't know if that means anything in regard to St. Patrick's Day, if there's snow on the ground. Doesn't look like we're getting an early spring, but last Friday you would have said we were getting an early spring, so it's kind of hard to tell. St. Patrick's Day here in, America, and we love St. Patrick's Day. We all love to wear green. Are you wearing green wherever you are? Or maybe you're getting ready for your day. You're easing into your St. Patrick's Day, and you're getting your green outfit on. Do they still do the pinching thing, where if you don't wear green, you get pinched? I'm not even sure you could still do that now. You pinch somebody, you're probably going to get some kind of lawsuit, especially if you do it in public. Maybe you could get away with pinching your friends, but I don't know if you could pinch anybody in public at this point. But it is a cold St. Patrick's Day, to say the least, and I guess we'll just deal with that. Will people go to bars tonight and drink the green beer on a Tuesday? They probably will. I don't think it means much to most people what day of the week it is. What are you supposed to eat on St. Patrick's Day? Corned beef and cabbage? Is that what it was? I think it was corned beef and cabbage. Because I ran into a guy yesterday whose mother is no longer around, but his mother was 100% Irish. And he was buying corned beef and cabbage, and he said that if he did not buy that and eat that on St. Patrick's Day, that his mother would come back to haunt him. So, I'm thinking it's corned beef and cabbage. Does anybody know what you're supposed to eat on St. Patrick's Day? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Corned beef and cabbage, not something I would really like. Maybe I would take like a green cookie or something like that. I'm not a huge fan of beer, but, you know, a green beer, you know, I could probably do that. I guess it's the way it goes. A lot of bodies of water. I know there's one in Carmel. I always want to say Carmel. Carmel, Indiana, that is dyed green. Of course, they've got the one in Chicago that's dyed green. People love to dye things green. Green's my favorite color. So I'm all in on this day. And hopefully everybody's got green on today. You remember in school when they used to pin green things to your clothes? I always thought that was interesting, if you didn't have any green on. Go ahead, caller.
To a glorious St. Patrick's Day in pure Marion.
Oh, pure Marion. I love the new slogan. I especially love it. I love it with a little Irish brogue this morning.
Well, I have to go, Chase. There's a leprechaun, and he's going to pour gold, and I'm going to grab his ass. So, have a happy day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Well, that's a good way to start your St. Patrick's Day. Have a little bit of Irish brogue to start off the morning. Although, I don't know if our leprechaun there, or no, our Irish person was chasing the leprechaun. Hopefully he finds the pot of gold, and maybe also, I don't know, Lucky Charms? Is that something you eat on St. Patrick's Day? Is that Irish? See, that's how Irish I've become in America, is you can eat a children's cereal with a leprechaun on the box and get away with it. I am happy to report I did get a Diet Coke this morning, so I'm in a much better mood than yesterday when I got the Dr. Pepper. Why would anybody want a Dr. Pepper instead of a Diet Coke? I'm sure it was a mistake, and everybody makes a mistake, but that was a big mistake in my particular opinion. Got a little windy again yesterday and last night. Turned very cold yesterday. Boy, people, I think people thought spring was here. They were walking around yesterday without coats, and at some point during the day, I think they realized that was not a good idea. Well, last night was city council, and that was a very interesting meeting. Went on for, well, at least 2 hours. It was pretty close to 2.5 hours. And city council committee meetings is what it was. And to be honest with you, I left that last night thinking, where is the story here? I mean, where is the actual factual story in what just happened for 2.5 hours? And honestly, I don't know. The guy from Flock Camera came. Now, what we did learn is that Thad Smith, the head of the committee at which he spoke, the Flock cameraman who was from Cleveland, Thad did invite him and apparently invited him because there had been questions about Flock cameras in the past. Now, what we also learned was that the Flock camera grant runs out in May or June, and that if a new grant does not come around, I'm saying this kind of ambiguously because this was not a firm answer because Chief McDonald was not there last night. BJ Gruber with the police department was. And apparently, the feeling is that if no grant is obtained, that the Flock cameras will not continue. But nobody can really say that for sure at this particular point, although Thaddeus Smith did say he would not vote for that legislation at this particular point. So here we are. But the Flock camera conversation on the whole last night, I don't know what, I'm trying to think of what exactly was accomplished. And here's why I say that. The guy from Flock camera gave his presentation, which was pretty much what I thought it would be. He said it only reads license plates. It has no facial recognition. Records are deleted after 30 days, and unless the police department keeps them for an ongoing case, things get shared, but the police department has to do that, has to allow the sharing. So that was pretty much his presentation, more or less. And then there were a lot of questions. Let's put it that way. There were a lot of questions from the audience, which nothing wrong with that. But it seemed as if nobody believed the Flock camera guy. So really, there was no purpose for him to be there because every question that was asked and answered by him was just seemingly, well, that's not the way it is. So I don't know. I don't know what got accomplished. What seemingly was wanted in this conversation is oversight by the public of the Flock cameras. So, you know, maybe something can be gotten on that. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You know what? Happy St. Patty's. If you have any bit of Irish in you, sir, you say Patty.
Do you say Patty?
P-A-D-D-Y. That's what us Irish folk do.
Now, why do you say Patty?
Because that's what us Irish folk do.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not actually from there. I'm just 30% Irish, and I know that we're supposed to say Patty. It's an accent thing. It's,
oh, okay.
If you're, like, praying to him, it's Patty, and it's, like, as a term of endearment.
So you don't do the apostrophe S?
No. Okay. P-A-D-D-Y. Patty.
P-A-D-D. I'm interested to see the people who I run in today to see if they have green on, because I think that's something like 25 and under, they really don't care about that.
I don't think they do either. I don't even think they do it anymore. And I think where it went by the wayside was when they stopped letting kids pinch each other at school.
Well, I'm going to pinch these people regardless, and if I end up in the police station, I guess I end up in the police station.
The principal's office?
I guess so. Whatever happens.
Well, I mean, you were talking about wearing green when we were kids and getting pinched, and when they stopped letting kids pinch each other at school, which I'm okay with that. I think that's kind of where the green tradition died. But I did an ancestry DNA a few years back, and I found out that I'm so Irish that there's one town that if I went to in Ireland right now, I would be able to find people that I was related to.
Oh, that's Irish people, there is a joke, but it's more of a reality, is they say if you shake anybody's family tree, an Irish woman will fall out. And it's just...
Here I am.
Well, but it's just because, more to the point, it's just because there was a lot of Irish commingling with people in America. So,
and the Irish were Catholics, and they didn't believe in birth control, so they tended to have large families.
Right. So I don't think that's necessarily a negative. Hey, that's a good St. Patrick's Day joke. Feel free to use that during the day.
Well, here I am. You know, and I even got the red hair and everything, so go figure. And if we're going to stereotype, I might have got a little bit of the attitude, too.
Well, you know, the Irish people do, they are a little, I wouldn't say they're angry people, but I would say that they're a little...
We're fighters. They're
curmudgeons.
We're fighters. We had to fight, you know, potato famine, and then we were brought over here, and we were treated like second and third class citizens for a very long time, and I mean, you know, we're still talking crap about the Irish in the 30s and 40s, so...
It's terrible. We shouldn't talk bad about the Irish. But does Lucky Charms qualify?
You say Lucky Charms to an Irish person, and they may be little, and they may be. You might not be able to see them up there from Tall Man World, but they'll bite your kneecap. You mentioned Lucky Charms.
Really?
Irish people do not want to be associated with Lucky Charms.
They don't like the marshmallows?
No, it's disrespectful.
Oh, that's terrible. I didn't know that. Well, I'll take that into account as I go along today.
But a kinder, gentler Spears is what we're working on this morning.
But green beer is okay?
No, green nothing is okay.
Okay.
I lived in Rhode Island for 2 years, and one of the places I worked up there was a coffee and donut shop, and it was way before coffee and donut shops were popular down here. Like, we had Dunkin' Donuts. They already had Tim Hortons and competitors up there 30 years ago. And we served green bagels on St. Patrick's Day. And we got so many calls the next few days about people having irregular bowel movement. Colored?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
It was the dive from the bagels making everybody wonder what was happening.
Well, what do you make of the bodies of water being dyed green?
I think those areas tend to have large Irish populations, if I'm not mistaken.
But is that what people want to see? Because I remember a few years ago, many years ago, doing an interview, actually, probably 25 years ago, but I was in Carmel, not Carmel, Indiana.
Why is it not Carmel? Because I thought it was Carmel.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. You ask somebody that there, and
is that like Lucky Charms?
Well, yeah. It's very similar. Well, because it's spelled the same way, and I always had the impression that...
I thought it was, too.
That it was like Carmel, California. But no, it's Carmel. Carmel.
Okay.
Carmel, Indiana.
So I learned something new from you this morning, and you learned don't talk about Lucky Charms around the Irish.
Don't talk about, yeah. And it only took this many years to figure that out. But the Carmel, Indiana has a, I'm going to say probably, it's probably considered a lake that runs through it, and it's dyed green. I just happened to be there on St. Patrick's Day when it was dyed green.
C-A-R-M-E-L.
C-A-R-M-E-L.
But not Carmel.
Well, because you know that Carmel is not spelled C-A-R-M-A-L. That's
right.
Caramel, but we don't pronounce it that way. So that's why there are actually problems with this.
Okay, flop cameras. Because I'm getting like, that spelling is
this is a
correct.
Good rabbit hole, though, for St. Patrick's Day, don't you think?
I need to type these people a letter and tell them they're saying their city name wrong.
Well, because they're saying it right. We just mispronounce.
No.
We just mispronounce caramel.
No. I say caramel.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm a caramel. I say caramel.
I'm forgiving.
listen to this, just bonding this morning. SWAT cameras.
Yes.
One thing I found interesting last night was that the what I had talked about the No Kings protests, them tapping into the camera system after that, that it seemed like, first off, I want to say that it looked like the Scott Spears family showed up last night, because I met people last night that told me that they listened to your show and they came because you had been talking about SWAT cameras.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
People in the back to the left, that I had not seen them before, a couple of ladies, they both spoke, and the gentleman in the red sweater, he spoke. They all listened to your show, Spears.
Well, you know what's interesting? That there was a group, like, in the second row that said the same thing. That's weird that you mentioned. I'd forgotten that last night. So how about that?
Yeah, so, like, the left side of the room, unless they were a regular, they were there because they listened to you.
Well, they always said this show was to the left.
Didn't realize that. I wouldn't have thrown that. I wouldn't have given him the fodder. I'm sorry.
No, listen, I'm pretty sharp for 27 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning on St. Patrick's Day. I thought that was pretty good.
Hey, and I was very happy to see our friend sitting next to you last night. It was nice to see her. I've not seen her in a long time. Of course, I've not been in council in a while, but it was very nice to see her. I'm glad. See, you brought all your listeners out last night.
Well, you know what? And
not all of them. There were only about 8 of us.
No, that's right. But, hey, you know, listen, that's more than any other. I didn't see people get up saying, I'm reading the Marianne Starr, God bless her. But, you know.
No.
So there you go.
The Marianne Starr didn't put any butts in the seats last night. But
so anybody who's listening.
I love Abby.
Yeah, and anybody who's listening, by the way, should I tell a story on Abby that has nothing to do with journalism? Because I found this weird. So last night...
Well, the weird is better, Spears. Weird
okay.
it out.
Well, she was parked in front of me last night in the parking lot, and we both left about the same time. And she got there kind of rather late last night.
She got there very late.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was only there for like the last 45 minutes of the whole 2.5 hour meeting. Now, it had started to snow a little bit at that point by the time that we all left. But again, she got there after everybody else. So she went to her car before I did, but I could see her walking to her car as I was going out the door, so I knew it was her. So I walked over to my car. And I saw her get out of her car with an ice scraper. And I got in my car, and I'd been there, you know, for about 3 hours. Got there a little early and had been there through the entire thing. And I turned on my windshield wipers, and there was no ice on the windows. It just knocked the snow right off. And I'm thinking, she's been here for 45 minutes, and she's scraping the ice off her windows. There can't be any ice on her windows. So I don't know what she was doing, but God bless her.
I didn't have any ice on my windows either.
No, she got out the thing. It was weird because there was only a little bit of accumulation.
Okay, now in Abby's defense, Abby is younger. I'd say she's probably a 20-something, and she might be one of those responsible people that still cleans their car off before they drive it. Like, even a dusting of snow is too much for her.
But, I mean, we're talking a dusting.
I'll get in it, turn the windshield wipers on, and let the wind blow the snow off.
Well, but I mean, as soon as my windshield wipers came on, it just knocked it off. I mean, it wasn't even a question of it.
Well, so, maybe her windshield wipers are faulty.
Maybe
you need to buy a subscription to the newspaper so she can afford them.
Poor girl. She's behind those paywalls.
I know.
I feel bad.
Imagine that's the only way your work can get read, is if somebody pays for it.
You know, that's terrible.
Her work deserves to be read. I don't mean it that way. But, I mean, apparently they must pay her by the piece or something. I don't know. But maybe she gets a salary. I don't know. But
you know what's sad, though?
That every story that you write, it can't be read unless somebody pays for it.
I know people who follow, just because it was a thing to do for a long time, follow the Marianne Starr, who really don't. Maybe it's the written word, and maybe there's just... Like, I would hate to try to write that story last night, because I don't know how in the world you would condense it to what actually happened, even though I just did a little summation at the start of the show here. It would be very hard. And I think that's becoming her problem, is mm-hmm. these conversations are so... filled with so many intricacies, I think it's almost impossible to write exactly what went on.
Oh, it is. For 3 hours, I mean, you can't condense 3 hours into an article that people can read and get the gist of actually what happened. But the flock camera thing, the thing that I took away last night from it was, okay, so that article that I mentioned about the No Kings rally, I know I got distracted because I had to tell you about the family reunion.
Yes.
The article that I mentioned, another member of the article, or the audience mentioned also, and she spoke directly to BJ Gruber when she mentioned it. And I guess Chief McDonald was aware of that article. Did that seem that way to you?
That was my understanding, yes.
So they were aware that these allegations have been made, and BJ Gruber said he had heard about it from the chief, but then nothing had ever been followed up on. And I thought that was concerning because as I thought about it this morning, BJ Gruber is the director of, or major or whatever, of operations for the city police department. So if he heard, I mean, he'd heard about it, he heard that it happened, but he didn't bother following up on it.
Well, you know, I really
McDonald didn't.
McDonald knew it happened,
and nobody bothered following up on it.
Well, I
or
did.
At least alleged, knew the allegation. How's that?
Well, I didn't quite understand that part because BJ did say he replied to the woman's email and then didn't hear anything further. And
no,
I don't.
He replied to her email and never heard anything further. So that means they don't follow up on it. Okay, we heard wrongdoing, and because of, we heard there's possibility of wrongdoing. And because the citizen didn't follow up with us on that, we're not going to investigate it any further. It's the citizen's job to double down on these investigations.
Well, I think we'll get an answer now from the police department.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was concerning that the major for operations over the Marion City Police Department had been made aware of this, but then there was no follow through. That tells me how much they care about it.
Well,
they,
you know, I don't know.
Expecting it to come up again.
Well, I think that'll be an interesting question once we get the answer to if it happened.
I bet Flock guy. I believe that it happened. I don't believe that that Electronic Freedom Foundation randomly pulled Marion, Ohio out of the thin air.
I don't know. You know,
I sent you the article.
Right.
I just randomly pulled those cities out of thin air.
You know, I don't know because something weird happened last night during that meeting, and. Okay.
You know what? Bless Thad for letting things go on as long as he did, because he showed incredible restraint in that meeting. Things didn't get out of control.
Well, it goes to what I thought yesterday, is that he invited the guy, he wanted some answers, and I think that's true.
Yes. So, and I appreciate him doing that.
Right, so I don't think it really had anything to do with the budget or the cameras
running
out.
No, I think the timing just aligned poorly.
Right. So that's why I think he did what he did. But I also think when the people, and well, they both said they had been at the protest, got up and spoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure what that was supposed to be. I'm all for people getting up and asking questions and so on and so forth. But I didn't hear one question get answered because we had already heard BJ say that he did not know. He needs to check on it, and he will check on it. And then they both just went on these really, I mean, you shouldn't use the F word in your...
You shouldn't, but you can. And just because we don't like it doesn't mean we should discredit or take away from what the person is saying. But I agree that in those situations that you should not use it. Now, this is coming from someone that called Mike Neff an MF-er, so, you know, sometimes in the moment things get a little heated.
Right, but I was trying to, if you had known for sure that those No Kings rallies had been surveilled, I could see why you would have some anger. But not knowing the answer yet.
I'm sorry, Scott, I trust a news or internet article by a foundation that I've been able to research more than I do my own police department.
No.
Because of what happened to Ayers Ratliff, I'm sorry, I wholeheartedly believe that these people will conspire and put people in jail, and I believe that flock cameras could be a tool to do that. And then when we start talking about there's 33 cameras in Marion and there's 40 cameras in the city of Columbus, why do we have so many cameras? Why? Why do we have as many cameras as Columbus, Ohio? Isn't that a valid question?
Yeah, I think the problem, though, was is that Chief McDonald nor Sheriff Bales were there last night.
Well, okay, and he knows that SWAT conversation's coming up and Mr. FOP can't bother showing up, or did he just not want to answer the uncomfortable question? Because that's what I think it was.
Well, I don't know where he was.
I think he didn't. And, you know, I mean, they admitted last night, they tell us that they don't compile these lists and everything else. They admitted last night that they have hot lists of people and license plates, et cetera, that they keep track of, and that basically, you know, if they come across you, you're a person of interest, regardless. And I know this is a fact for just because I live in a poor neighborhood. I've seen them stop people before simply because they have been in trouble with the law so many times in the past and ask them, what are you doing? What are you up to? How's it going today? You know, just stop and make it seem like it's a simple conversation. But in reality, they might be running them for a warrant. You know, and that's just not the, I'm sorry, even if they are criminals, they have rights. And I wholeheartedly believe, well, I know in my heart that our police department will do illegal crap to set people up. Talk to Ayers Ratliff.
Well, again, I think this is important to know for all citizens, but I don't.
We're going to keep the flock cameras. I know we're not going to get rid of them. I know we're not. I think at this point, McDonald would sell a kidney to keep them, because how bad would it look if the FOP president loses flock cameras in his city, in his county? I mean, he's the statewide president, and that the chief can't get this funding for his own city? That's not happening. We're keeping the cameras. Let's put some control over them. Let's start reining the police department in so people don't get tased in front of Jack's Punch or Jack's drive-thru for walking down the street. So we don't have this kind of stuff happening. So we don't have people who are out protesting having their license plates possibly made into lists. We don't need this stuff in Marion, Ohio. We have got bigger fish to fry than whatever little surveillance state it is that they're trying to do. And as weird as it sounds, with as many cameras as we have and as crazy as our police department seems to be, I wouldn't be surprised if we weren't part of some kind of data mining experiment or something, because there's no reason for a community this size to have 33 cameras unless you're surveilling people. There's no reason.
Well,
you know, our chief and our sheriff are idiots, and we're way oversold on these cameras, because how does Columbus have 40 and we have 34?
I don't know this to be true, but it seemed like when this whole conversation started up a number of years ago, that was the money that they got from the grants. I think that determined the number of cameras.
So they had to spend absolutely every single penny of it with no thought of, what if the grant runs out?
I don't know. I thought that's what determined the number of cameras.
Well, if that's the case, and let's say we don't end up with a grant and we do continue to fund these, we need to seriously look at the number of cameras that we have, because they're $3,000 per camera per year. So if we have to keep them because Chief McDonald swears they're going to save the children, then we don't need 33 of them, 34 of them. And then we found out, and I'm not 100% clear on this, and I didn't have time to clear it up last night because my mind was going a million different places, Marmot pays for some of those cameras. And
yes,
if I'm not mistaken, I could be very wrong on this one, but I think some of them are mobile and can be moved around into areas that they want to concentrate on. So if it's not about surveillance, why is that a possibility?
Well, I don't know, and I think these are all fine questions to ask. I just think the guy who needs to answer the questions was not there last night.
Exactly, and I bet that the feller from Flock Camera, whose pants were so tight you could see he had a quarter in his pocket, from the back of the room, I bet he checks that list to see if city has been accused of abusing their flock cameras before he goes the next time, so he doesn't get that surprise, because the look on his face was pretty priceless when I said that. He was familiar with that organization, for the people that are listening. He knew exactly who it was when I said their name. So,
well, I just got the impression at one point, because he was over on the side of the room that I was on, that he really did not need to be there. Because
he was there for a sales pitch, and we weren't doing a sales pitch.
Well, but I mean, he was there to field questions, and anytime anybody asked a question, they just told him he was wrong, and it really was kind of okay.
Well, he's not going to get up there and tell us that these things are hackable and everything else, though, but they are. There's proof on the internet. I went and looked it up last night. I mean, it shows people how they have done this, and one guy's like, Now, it would be absolutely illegal for me to change anything in here, but I just wanted to show you where everything is stored, and if I wanted to, I could go over here and hit delete all. And it's our license plate readers. It's not the, because they have cameras, too, that, you know, the live cameras that they were talking about. We don't have those in Marion, but Flock makes those, and they'll actually zoom in and see what your phone's doing. AI programs them. Zoom in and see what you're looking at on your phone.
So if the police department comes back, because they're going to come back with an answer now and says that they did not surveil.
I don't believe them.
Okay, but then where do we go from there?
Then I guess we probably need to start getting civil rights attorneys involved.
Because I guess the problem is if they come back and say, yes, they were pulled, then people could be possibly charged with criminal activity. And that's a big thing. But if they come back and...
I don't trust the police to police themselves. BJ Gruber, the one sitting up there talking about he is going to investigate, is also the one that investigated the Dameron, the cop that was arrested for rape. He investigated him when he unholstered his pistol and pointed at his fellow employees. That was investigated by B.J. Gruber, and he didn't even think that warranted telling Chief McDonald. So I don't trust him to run an investigation. You don't think that one of your officers pulling a gun and pointing it at the face of other officers warrants telling your boss, the superior officer of the police department, and we're supposed to trust you with violations against citizens? You don't even handle your own internal stuff. What makes you think you're going to protect us?
Well, I guess I don't know who runs the Flock program. I don't know who the administrator is, but I assume that's who they'll go to ask where the... See, here's the problem. I'm all for a good bit of skepticism, because I think you have to be anytime you ask a question or approach any type of subject. But if we keep not believing anything anybody's saying, then I don't know, you know, it's
have
just...
Have they given us good reason to believe what they do say?
Well, I don't know yet. I
on other things, just historically, a roundabout picture. Do you feel like they're honest with us?
I think right now they're in a very precarious situation. Now, I'm not saying they have not done things wrong, but I think right now there is a problem. They've got this Flock camera issue, which is being played out in the public. They've got the Dameron case, which I'm sure they don't want to, I mean, that's one of their own. They don't want to play that out in public. The Ratliff trial just went down.
Heidi, tomorrow, okay, so Grogan asked to recuse himself from the, Heidi, or not to recuse himself, I'm sorry, to pause Heidi's case for 60 days because his son is ill.
Right.
The judge said, let's have a hearing about that in person Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So,
well.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of hearings going on in Heidi Ratliff's case on Thursday. The Ratliffs have filed a lot of motions, and Ray just flat out ignored them. Still had not given discovery, even though the judge had ordered it, and instead asked for the 60-day continuance because his son was ill. And all of that's going to be ruled on Thursday. So,
I guess
it's all going to be heard. I'm sorry, it's all going to be heard on Thursday. Whether the judge decides to rule on it that day is up to him.
Well, and I think that'll be something. But I think that the police. Here's what I think has happened, and I thought about this again last night. And let me preface this by saying, I have said many times on this show that I have no problem with social media and people reporting things, because I do think the more information that people have, the better we are. Because I think somewhere in the collective middle we'll find the truth. But what I'm starting to think is that a lot of this is not concrete information. And I'm starting to think that a lot of people are taking it as concrete information.
Okay, so why is it not concrete information? Is it because it's a source that you don't consider completely valid?
No. It's just because... It's just because I don't think anybody is... Here's what I would consider concrete. Because if I were going to approach this story, okay, which now I have, because you want to get an answer. If I had information, if we're talking about the Flock camera story, if I had information that the Marion Police Department had surveilled the No Kings rally, what I would do, and I'm not saying it's what other people have to do, but what I would do is if I believe that that happened. Before I would put that information out there, I would see what the police department had to say about that.
Now, I don't believe the police department would answer that.
Well, I think they are going to now.
They're going to now because it was mentioned in a public meeting.
Right, but you could even say that. And I think that's fair. If you reached out to the police department and say, listen.
So because I read something in a published, whatever, I read something that's published, I'm not allowed to believe that until I check with Marion City Police Department.
Oh, no. No, I'm not saying that at all.
I don't believe Marion City Police Department. See, that's where we go back into our perspective on things, because I don't trust Marion City Police Department as far as I can throw them. And you know, old Danny Clark wanted to sit there and argue with me last night. He needs to stop, because I'll tell you what, he's going to be my next victim in court. It is not his job to sit there and argue with the public. It is his job to sit there and listen. And last night, I said these people couldn't even solve a murder if they had a confession letter. And he said, oh, I was wondering how long it would be before she brought that up. Oh. One day he's going to catch me in a bad mood, and him and I are going to have some problems. And
well,
that's all I've got to say.
He's
on my shit list, and he will never come off. So I sent him an email, and I sent Mark Russell an email. Get that man under control.
Well, here's the thing. Okay.
But our perspectives on the police are different, Scott. What? I don't believe them.
They are.
If I get them to my neighborhood, I can't get help.
Well,
so I don't believe what they tell me.
Right. No, but I guess what I'm saying is when the Flock camera conversation came up, whatever it has been now, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, when that first came up, now I was there for that meeting. When Ayers came down and, he said what he said about Chief McDonald and the police department, and Danny Clark responded and he said what he said about the police department. That's the story we did. And we included the Ayers quote, full out. We included the Danny Clark quote.
See, why is Danny Clark coming up with quotes every week? Why is something coming out of his mouth every week that's quote-worthy?
What?
The week before, when Kim was up there talking, he was talking about all these people. You know, I don't know if he realizes that microphone picks up and records everything he says, but let me tell you, Danny, or whoever's listening at City Hall, an email got fired off to my attorney about him last night. And that should scare you all, because you all know where we are in the process of my lawsuit.
Right. Well, I guess all I'm saying, and people don't have to live by the same rules here, is all I'm saying is we can say this is a former Second Ward City Councilman. If you know his story, you know why he's upset, and this is what he said word for word to the police chief who was standing steps away from him. Here it is. And here is how the city councilman responded, because the police chief did not respond.
Isolated incident. Yeah. Isolated incident.
So in this particular case, when we get back to the Flock cameras, I think if the story is either, okay, here's what we have as far as the information that Flock cameras were pulled that day of the No Kings rally. Now, either the police department says this or they gave no response. Now, to me, that's well-rounded, and then people can ask the question. And the only reason to me that's well-rounded is because if they give no response, then the people who are consuming...
No response is a response.
Well, right, but also, then when people come, they have that as part of the story, and they can say, why, when you were asked about this, will you not respond? And it also gives them a heads up to people
who
are asking
questions.
Okay,
but we already have one of those with that woman in the audience. When she said, you know, he said, well, this is the second time I've heard about it. Well, why didn't you do something the first time? Until you get actually called on the carpet on live stream and asked, you're not going to do anything about it. Because he was aware of it, Scott, and he did nothing. Well, you never followed up with us. It's not our job to follow up with you on investigations. It's your job to investigate them and then follow up with us. And I'll tell you this, if Marion City Police Department has a problem with the community or their image or anything else, it's of their own doing. It is of their own doing. Because, you know, I was actually sitting and talking. It was Heidi Ratliff and I that were talking about it, and we were laughing about something. I said, isn't it awful that two middle-aged white women, average mothers, love our children, love America, everything else, despise our police department, that we are anti-cop? Just two average middle white age white women that you would typically would think back the blue, we despise our police department. Despise them.
Well, and if there are reasons to do that, I don't think that that's a bad thing. I don't think anybody, like when I was talking about the hospital yesterday, you know, I'm not saying that the hospital, people haven't had good experiences there. I'm sure they have. But
I've had some nightmares, absolute nightmares there, too.
Right, I'm sure people have had.
I left the hospital early. I had a full-on hysterectomy, everything, cut open, taken out. And they put me in a room. There were no available beds. They didn't have my pain medication available when I came out of surgery. So for 2 hours, I had no pain medication after a major surgery. They put me in a room with someone who had MRSA, and I had just had my entire abdomen cut open and couldn't move. And she was over there vaping and letting kids crawl all over the room and all over my shit. And then when I complained enough about her, because, I mean, at that point I was just screaming, they moved somebody in with pneumonia. So at 5 a.m., 36 hours after surgery, I drug my naked ass with just a hospital gown, drug my ass down to the waiting room with a blanket, and waited for my husband to come and get me.
So there you go.
In general, ain't all sunshine and roses, people.
No.
I've had some great experiences there, too.
Right. Then there you go. And I think it depends on what the situation are and also is and who you are dealing with. And I think that's also what is going on here right now is if you have a bad experience with the police department, you probably don't think very highly of them. If you have not had a bad experience, you're probably...
They're blue and blue and they're here to save you, and why don't you love them?
Well, I think you should be skeptical of everybody to some degree, but I don't know... I guess my point is, I have never seen a time like this where things are this,
bad?
Well, bad, yes, but just from a PR standpoint, I mean, all the financial issues really got overshadowed last night. And I'm not sure with what is it, 13 days until the letter has to be with the Auditor of State, if that is a good thing. Because I would think that that's going to be a major issue coming April 1st.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dave, Ohio.
There you go. And
there you go.
Yeah, well, and I would think, you know, that kind of the financial meeting, which took place after the flock meeting, was so quick and so kind of nothing. And in that meeting, we heard that apparently the city, the mayor, did have a meeting with the Auditor of the State and invited nobody from the Finance Committee. And who spoke up to say, why didn't you invite anybody? Ralph Smith.
Yep. Well, I will say he seems to have softened his stance somewhat. He's much nicer to me than he used to be. And he does seem to be asking more questions. Now, I'm not going to take him out of the firm rubber stamp yes category, but he does seem to be coming into his own more, and it seems less like he's just following marching orders, and now he's doing his own research.
Right, but what was shocking, nobody else on the committee asked that. Now, maybe Ralph was just the designated person who was going to ask that, but...
Well, in fairness, I mean, Rollins works during the day, so they would need to, like, schedule something with him. You know, he has a full-time job. And who else is on finance? Danny Clark.
Yeah, but there wasn't even an answer as to why nobody was invited. And you know what? There also wasn't an answer. What happened at the meeting?
No, nobody bothered asking either. I think everybody was just ready to go at that point.
Well, I think they were, and that was what was unfortunate about the flock conversation, because I know people last night did come with conversations about the finances, and I wish they would have had that flock conversation at the end. Because if they would have had
that would have been better.
If they would have had the finance meeting prior to that, like the gentleman who said he was not there for flock cameras, but he got up and asked a question,
he's one of your listeners, Spears.
Yeah, and he never did get back up.
No, he's a very nice man, though.
Right, so this is the problem, that I think people are not getting to ask the questions, and we still don't know Well, one more council meeting to go before the state of Ohio plan is due. And we don't know diddly squat about the sanitation bills. We don't know diddly squat about curbside recycling being eliminated. And you know what? No legislation was put forth last night to eliminate curbside recycling.
They put
or
a thing out on Facebook yesterday that they're doing lawn waste pickup starting April 1st.
Yeah.
So I have got to assume that curbside recycling is not going away.
Well, see, but now where are they going to make up that money?
You need a special truck to do lawn waste pickup.
Well, that's what is so... Last night in finance...
Special route, they go the day after your garbage and they exclusively do lawn pickup.
There was no discussion of sanitation. There was no discussion sanitation hikes. There was no discussion of getting rid of curbside recycling after 41 years.
There'll be a press release.
Well, but I'll tell you, that is not the way to go. And if you want people coming down on you, that is not the way to go. Also, raise the bus fares by press release and see how that goes. And you, I don't know why that we have one more council meeting. Now, also, Rollins said something very interesting last night. He said legislation was put before him to be added to the agenda, but he was only going to do one thing instead of the other things. Well, what were the other things? Now, those have been
too pressing.
Well, those have been put off now for at least 2 weeks, unless they try to add them to the council agenda next week. You know, now you've got to believe that curbside recycling, raising the bus fare 75 cents a ride, and raising the sanitation rates are all going to happen unilaterally by the mayor per his own plan 3 weeks ago within the next 10 days before the plan is due. Now, that's not a little shaky for people?
It's beyond shaky for me.
Right. So
we might as well just get used to having to answer to the state of Ohio, because that's what's going to happen. And honestly, I think that's what's best. So last night, I'm going to give them some credit. I asked some questions last night about, not to get too far into the weeds, but about the public employee retirement and the contributions that they make on behalf of employees. And they had been screwed up for a very, very, very long time. And it sounds like they got them corrected, and that's a good thing for the city employees. So
well, and I also
I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah, and I also wonder why the auditor is not attending meetings. I think I've seen her there once. Well, boy, other auditors should have learned that.
I think that's pretty disrespectful to the people, though, because she's been at, what, one meeting?
I think one meeting I've seen her. One.
Yeah.
But you know,
the new auditor.
But this is the problem right now. Is I don't think people realize what will happen if the state does take over, and how close we are to that. And boy,
we just
oh boy,
got more fines and penalties last night. You heard it. That's what for the public employee retirement stuff.
Right.
We just got more. Yeah. So that's a new one. So just came down. So the state of Ohio is going to take that into consideration. I mean, we're trying to tell them a recovery plan, and we're like, oh, by the way, here's our newest fine and penalty.
Well, in the out-of-city, we have no new, and what we also find out, we have no new audits completed yet, although they think...
Right, and they won't be. And remember the guy that...
Guy got
sick. Gonna get his, yep, well,
did he get paid?
4 weeks. He was going to get 4 years worth of work done in 4 weeks.
Yeah, but
remember?
Did he get paid for those 4 weeks?
I don't know, but then the next day he was having surgery after he signed the contract. Nobody thought that, ooh, something might go wrong with that. I swear we have no foresight in this town. But so the man, he had surgery, and he had some very bad side effects from that surgery and was not able to start the work. So now we are behind, even further behind than what we thought we were, because the person that we hired to do the work couldn't do the work.
Yeah, but again, now here's that was a month ago that he had this surgery with the complications. Why
and
was
we're just
it
now hearing about it?
Why last night?
Because it's the first time somebody asked.
Did anybody ask?
Do you think that's going to play well into the state? Do you think they're going to care that man's surgery went poorly?
Well,
they're not.
No,
I mean, we should, but
no,
they're not going to.
But I'm saying there. We have had finance committee meetings since then, and nobody said anything like that. And I don't understand why, when these updates are being given, information is held back. I don't why would you hire somebody who's scheduled for surgery the next day?
Would you hire somebody to come work for you at your job if you knew they were having surgery the next day? Would you be like, yeah, start tomorrow.
But didn't Mayor Collins say when he was pitching this guy to try to get him hired by city council?
Work will be done in no time.
Well, didn't he say he's going to be
tomorrow.
Here? But isn't that what he said?
Yes, he said he could start tomorrow.
He could start tomorrow, but he was scheduled for surgery. I mean, I don't understand any of this.
When you said that, I remember that. Because it was $125 an hour, and he can start tomorrow. Yep.
And we don't know if he got paid, and he had surgery scheduled the next day.
I hope to God he didn't get paid, because hopefully he submitted an invoice billed by an hour to get paid.
You know, well, they approved it. So
well, yeah, you have to approve the money ahead of time, and then, you know, spend it as the bills come in, basically. You have to say you're allowed to spend this much money, and then basically dip into that account as the bills come in.
Well,
hopefully no bills have came in from the guy that can't do any work.
And we've got a whole nother hour, so we'll continue to talk. Thanks for calling. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, we're getting killed.
Yeah, well, Kyle's not here.
How come?
Kicked off the team. Didn't Tim tell you? Kyle's